Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Our resident jazz pianist, composer, music educator, great guy around town. Jeremy, good morning. Great to have you back on the show. How are you doing?
Good morning, Glenn. Good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, Jeremy kindly took Neil and I to lunch yesterday at Sammy's Curry in Dempsey. And man, did we have a feast yesterday, huh? I was full all day and all night.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really nice.
You know, it was funny because when we were there, Jeremy, we were commenting on when you go to Sammy's, those of you who have been there, of course, Sammy's has been around since 1963, right? It's an institution in Singapore. But all the people you see there, you see friends, you see people you haven't seen in a long time. It's like going to a school reunion or something, but across all the different schools.
Yeah, it's a really great meeting place. It's like a low-budget cricket club. Almost
without the cricket pitch. You're right, though. It was a great time, though, to get out and see everybody yesterday. Jeremy, let's talk about the 4th Lion City Youth Jazz Festival 2021 coming up next weekend. Exciting, right? Let's go. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, we've done this 3 times already, and what we do is usually invite very eminent mentors to come and work with the youth musicians at JASYO, which is the acronym for Jazz Association Singapore Youth Orchestra. And besides the members already in JASYO, we actually audition to get new members in every year so that we can actually include more of the wonderful young musicians who have an interest in jazz. So this year we've auditioned and had a few good ones. Some of the mentors we've had are amazing. For example, in the 1st Lion City Youth Jazz Festival, we had the legendary Benny Golson. Benny Golson. Mm. It's a bit early in the morning for me. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you musicians.
I have my coffee, but I'm still trying to wake up. And we've had also Randy Brecker, a 6-time Grammy award-winning trumpeter. Yeah. So this year, the theme is Count Basie and Duke Ellington. And we have as our chief mentor, Scotty Barnhart, who's the current leader of the Count Basie Orchestra.
Wow. Wow. That is exciting. And now, because it will be this kind of hybrid event, you know, part online, part in person, I believe, how is that actually going to work for the students? You mentioned in years past, the mentors would actually come into town and work with them. That can't happen, though, in this current environment, correct?
Yes. We were trying out our Star Trek teleporting machine, but it doesn't really work. Some of the mentors didn't arrive in good shape, so we decided we're not going to do the Star Trek thing. So what we're doing is we're having the mentors record and videotape themselves, and they will be on a large LED screen kindly donated by ITC Systems, and then at the Singapore Chinese Center auditorium with the youth musicians and some of our local members like my associate music director Wei Xiang Tan and a few others will be on stage with the youth musicians, and it'll be quite an experience actually playing to musicians who pre-recorded and then some live, and then of course we have people in the audience as well. Yes.
Are there still tickets available for folks that might want to get down there and actually see this in person?
Yes, I checked about 75-80% of the tickets are gone already. So, and they're selling very fast. So please go to Sistic and look for the tickets. Yeah. Not just for the main show, the finale show, which is next Saturday. But I think the very important part of this Lion City Youth Jazz Festival is that it's a mentorship and training festival. So we have a few wonderful workshops by Scotty Barnhart, by the wonderful Grammy-nominated singer Carmen Bradford, as well as the one of the great trumpet players in the world today, Alex Sipiagin, who will be giving workshops, and you know, for $15 only, so to learn from the masters.
Now, the festival itself, it runs starting tomorrow through next weekend. So as you say, these mentor sessions and things will happen during the week, and then the main concert is next Saturday, is that correct?
That's right, yes, at 7:30 Singapore time, right.
That's really fantastic. I was amazed when you were telling me yesterday that some of these mentor sessions with these incredible musicians are $15. How does that work? That is like, that's giving it away, right?
Yeah, well, a few reasons we can do that. I mean, firstly, the Jazz Association Singapore is a charity, so we rely a lot on our very kind donors. And really, the donors and the grants that we get from the government allow us to make sure that we can price our tickets accessible way, in a price that does not turn people away. So I hope that people will take advantage of that.
What do these mentor sessions actually look like? Let's say somebody wants to do one. They get online at the appointed time, pay their $15, and then what will actually happen? How long will it go, and what will they potentially learn or be exposed to?
Well, they get online, and the mentors will be, over in the United States, or in the case of Alex, he'll be coming. He's actually leading a festival, jazz festival in Russia. Wow. So he will be coming in from Russia. They have very interesting topics. Scotty Barnhart will talk about the tradition of the big band throughout this entire year. And, I've made a special request to him to also talk about the use of mutes, because trumpets, have got so many different kinds of mutes, and they all have very interesting tones and sounds. And I asked Scotty to please talk about that, because the music of Ellington and Basie relies a lot on the proper use of mutes for the brass section. So that'll be interesting for all trumpeters and trombonists as well, or any musician who's interested in blowing instruments. Carmen Bradford, who sang with Count Basie when Count Basie was still alive, will be talking about the difference between singing in front of a big band and in front of a small ensemble. And she really is a master of being able to change her style, adapt her style to the kind of ensemble that she's singing with. And Alex Sipiagin will be talking about how to create a beautiful aesthetic when you do your solo, when you do your improvised bits. And that will be really amazing, just how to tell a story when you do your improvised solos.
So even if you're an amateur musician, an amateur singer, you can still get online, even if you just, sing karaoke or whatever. You can still get online and join some of these sessions and probably get some value out of it.
Absolutely. I believe, that every one of us in music, we are all masters of our own level. And so basically, we just have to go from one level to another. And sometimes we go, I'm not good. But that's not true, because there are people who play much worse than you. And no matter how good you become, there's someone who always plays better than you,
Isn't that the truth? Let's see. I'm with Jeremy Montero, our jazz pianist, composer, music director friend, and talking about the Jazz Association Singapore holding the fourth Lion City Youth Jazz Festival from starting tomorrow until the 24th of April. Big concert on the 24th. Tickets still available at SISTIC. Jeremy, you have been such a staunch proponent of helping younger talent come up through the ranks. We talked about this a number of times, you and I. And this is really, I think, in addition to amazing music that you have produced and continue to produce, this, I think, will be one of your legacies as a jazz musician. This is not something that all musicians do, to really dig as deep as you have to help expose younger musicians and get them the skills and the chance to play where they can really, make a name for themselves.
Well, I have been doing this for a long time, but really I took the cue from my own mentor and the legendary Luis Toliano, the great drummer and singer, who, when I was very young, at that time, I started playing as a band leader, actually, at the age of 16. But when I turned 21, I had an opportunity to work with the great Luis Toliano at the old Hilton Hinn's Heavenly Cookhouse. The place doesn't exist anymore. Mm. But it was great to play with him, and he mentored me. He used to show me some tough love as well. Like, just when I thought, that I was like really hot and I knew my stuff, right? He would just he would say, "Okay, page 293," and then I wouldn't even have seen the song before, and I'll turn the page, and then it's something like John Coltrane's Giant Steps, and he'll go 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll go, "Oh, wow, I can't do this," and that kind of tough love, and so But I think that it's really wonderful that the Jazz Association Singapore exists now, and it allows us, not just me, but the organization as a whole, to really organize something for the youth. And not just the festival. The other big thing we do is our scholarships. So we actually put, we've already had 5 youth musicians go through tertiary institutions, some in Singapore, some in the US, like it. Here in Singapore at LaSalle College of the Arts, and in the US at Berklee College of Music, as well as Queen's College. You know, it's just wonderful to be in a position to help these young musicians like that.
Yeah, the quality of musicians in Singapore is really on the rise. I mean, you know, in years and decades past, being a professional musician, like being a professional athlete, was not necessarily a career path that most parents wanted their kids to pursue. But there are a number of very of excellent, notable jazz musicians and classical musicians as well in Singapore these days. What do you attribute that success to?
Well, you know, a few things. One thing is that, you know, Singapore has gotten more affluent now. And so more and more parents actually would pay for music lessons for their children. And some of them, you know, find that they have a great talent and penchant for it. And so the parents, continue to encourage them. You know, I mean, the old days, I mean, my parents, my mom always encouraged me. My father was like, oh, no, don't do this, you know, because he tried being a musician as well. And it wasn't very lucrative for him. It was a difficult thing, but he kept doing it on the side, you know. And I think that, you know, it's important that we find the great new professionals that come on the scene, like our youth musicians, Rich Shee, the great flute player, who won the USA jazz flute competition about 6 years or 7 years
ago. He's amazing. He is just amazing.
Yeah. And the young Sean Hongwei, who's a great saxophone player, who really, you know, stands on the shoulders of some of the giants like Dexter Gordon and people like Sonny Stitt and so on. It's important to remember that, you know, it's great if you can make a living from it, and I wish everyone the best. But if not, Jen, it's a wonderful hobby to have, to take it as a serious hobby, to play jazz. And many people do their hobbies at a professional level, even though they do something else. You know?
Yeah, Mike Ang is on with us, a regular contributor on Facebook Live, and he's saying having music in the home is a really good start. And he's actually right about that. You know, as parents, if we can expose our kids to a wide variety of music, not just jazz, but classical and contemporary music, that really does start to get kids interested in music in a maybe deeper level, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy, the Jazz Association is in its 5th year, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about that. There's lots going on with the association. And for people that aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about the mission of the Jazz Association, what you guys have been up to and what you do for people.
Well, you know, we started off with like 3 pillars, and now we've got we have like 6 pillars of our activity. One is to grow the audience in Singapore and work with the other stakeholders in Singapore to lift the level of excellence of jazz in Singapore. 2 is our youth activity, which we are quite successful with and we're very happy with, that we're being useful in that area. 3 is in the area of cultural diplomacy, where we, you know, we bring Singapore jazz to the world, and like our patron Tommy Koh has tasked us at the very start, you know, to help to make Singapore a global city of jazz in the world. 4, we work in inclusivity, so we do work with the people at the very special arts, children who may have autism or whatever, and we do 2 wonderful projects with them every year. And then we also have a new pillar. Did I overstate the number of pillars? But there's another pillar, which is to help musicians who are in distress, jazz musicians who are in distress with short-term financial aid, you know.
Really interesting. They, if you go onto the jazzassociation.sg/LionCity, jazzassociation.sg/LionCity, all of the information on the festival, on the mentors, the workshops. First workshop is tomorrow. All the workshops are 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Singapore time. First one is tomorrow with Carmen Bradford, Monday night. The next one Wednesday with Scotty Barnhart talking about the tradition of big band playing. I guess that we'll be talking about the mutes as well. And then how to create your a solo by Alex Sipajin, and that's on Thursday night. So there's three, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday night are these workshops. $15 each, huh? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we'll be rehearsing all week, you know, and the mentors will actually be rehearsing, be there via Zoom at the rehearsal so they can give pointers as well, you know. And the concert is very special because it's also the Jazz Association Singapore's offering for UNESCO International Jazz Day. And so, you know, we are really excited that the International Jazz Day is also supporting us. Along with our really very wonderful sponsors who are actually making it happen for us, and happy that we are part of this International Jazz Day. This will be our third or fourth time involved with International Jazz Day.
Wow, fantastic! And Jeremy, before we let you go, you have a relatively new album out yourself. Let's let you give a plug for that because we want to have as many people listening to that as possible. What is it? Where can they find it?
Well, you're very kind. Of course, it's available on all the usual live streams and as well as the downloads because, you know, downloads are more important because we can make a few ducats from that. But it's my album with Jay Anderson and Louis Nash. Jay Anderson is one of the most wonderful bass players in the world, played with Carmen McRae, Joe Sample, and so on. And Louis Nash, the drummer, is the most recorded drummer in jazz history. And we did a live recording in 2018 at a very nice club in Kuala Lumpur, the iconic No Black Tie. And I'm very excited because on Friday is the launch of the PR campaign for the album in the USA. And we are hoping that in a matter of a few weeks, it'll be playing on across more than 100 stations in the USA. And it's been already getting very good early reviews. So please go online and have a listen to it. And I hope you enjoy it.
And what's the name of the album?
It's called Live at No Black Tie, Kuala Lumpur.
Jeremy, if people want to get on, they can still get tickets for the concert, especially for the Lion City Youth Jazz Festival 2021. That concert's next Sunday. Go to jazzassociation.sg/LionCity for more details. As always, a pleasure to have you with us, Jeremy. Good luck to you. Good luck this week on the festival.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Always great to be with you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.